the One District, One Factory program is really, really coming on. Indeed, very, very soon, we are going to launch the program Cut the Sod and then pave way for the construction of the factories.
When you say soon, people are interested.
Indeed, yes, I know, but I do not want to jump the gun. What I can tell you is that, look, George, the truth of the matter is that establishing factories is not just a one-day thing.
So are we going to have the sod cutting done before the year ends?
Of course. And we are going to even see the construction of almost 50 to 51 factories by the end of this year. You must get the framework of these factories well. You must get to the true direction.
Do we have that? Do we have the framework?
Yes, and that is one thing Ghanaians must know, that since day one, from January to now,
you've been working on it.
That has been the main issue. The chief of staff herself has been at the helm of affairs.
So we are done with feasibility studies.
We are done and we are still doing that. Let me tell you, as it stands now, we have received over 400 business plans. And what we are saying is that now the time is due for us to cut the sod, launch the program, and then see the factories being constructed. 216 districts will have 216 factories.
Mr. Kweku Jesse explained the nature of the factories and objectives of the program.
We are not looking at extremely big, complicated factories.
Okay.
We are actually looking at the SMEs, the small and medium scale enterprises. But the most important thing is that we are looking at factories that will meet the objectives of this whole concept.
And I'm sure the word enterprise will not be a deal here.
When you say enterprise, what is your understanding?
I mean, an enterprise will be something too small.
No, that is why it is important that this whole program sees the day of light, so that it will scale up most of these small and medium scale businesses. So we are not really looking at relatively larger companies, because that may bring huge burdens.
Okay.
But what we are looking at is that at the end of the day, whatever factory that we may establish in the local area shall give jobs to the people.
But an enterprise, that we know cannot employ so many people. Please.
The nature of the factories are not going to be big factories. They are going to be small and medium-sized factories.
That can employ at least how many people?
That can employ at least with immediate job employment or direct ones. We are talking about 1,000 and above. And let me just take some few minutes to state the objectives. Job creation is very critical here. So we are looking at businesses that, when we support, will be able to offer job opportunities to the people of this country. We are also looking at businesses that will add value to our natural resources. Businesses that can also give us import substitute product, so that we cut the number of product that we always import. We are also looking at businesses that are export oriented.
That was a public relations officer of the One District, One Factory program, Abraham Jesse.